Kevin Forrest, the director of the VA here, and we had him on Monday talking about that, the pipe burst in the main building that's affected the main building at the VA in the state's largest city of Manchester and the medical building. And that's affected, obviously, the work schedules or the appointments and the regular workings, if you will, of the VA. Kevin, with an important update, I'm going to let you run with it. Kevin, thanks for keeping us updated in our for our veterans and caregivers out there.
Hey, thanks, Jack, and good morning, everybody, and good morning, fellow veterans. So, anyway, before we get started, I want to say thanks to all the veterans that have been in here and being understanding as we've, you know, gotten them to other locations for appointments. You know, even with that bad news on Saturday night, we did almost 500 appointments in here on Monday, and that's the another shout-out I want to give is to our staff here. You know, our facility staff and environmental management staff, I mean, you know, cold, wet, no sleep, burnout. Sounds like we're kind of back in the Army, but those guys have just moved mountains to open up additional exam rooms, and I'm just so appreciative of them. So, Jack, the quick update and a recap for folks. So, you know, most of the damage is on the second through fourth floor. On the second floor, that's the lab and the dental suite. On the third floor, that's our pain clinic and optometry and audiology clinic. And then the fourth floor is the operating room and the surgical specialty clinics. But, you know, other than those areas, most everything else is open. And so since Monday, I want to say we have opened up the lab drawing area, which is located in the building here. So any veteran that had appointment to get their labs drawn, that is back up and functioning. Mm-hmm. As of this morning, we put audiology up onto our fifth floor. We had folks that were able to, we moved into some of the mental health space, and they were very considerate and doing some more telehealth appointments to give us some more clinical space. So audiology is back up and running this morning, and our surgical clinics have moved up onto the sixth floor, and that continues. So I know that might not sound like much, but boy, that was a heck of a lot of work on part of the team here to get that up and running here. And so the message I want to get out to veterans, Jack, is don't assume an appointment is canceled. And please call our call center if we have not called you at 833-933-1106. You know, we don't want to lose any appointments because folks think that it might be canceled because of this this issue we're dealing with. But we've got folks on deck to provide that care. For the way forward, I'm hoping to, I will get an update on the operating rooms late this afternoon, and let's all knock on wood that that's good news. And then on Friday, I will be opening optometry clinic, again, in another location here, as well as the pain clinic early next week. So things are progressing really quick and as well as they could, given a pretty cruddy circumstance.
Well, and Kevin, I've had some listeners comment on the age of the facility and all that. But real quickly, we're looking at days before you think you get back to normal repairs, or weeks, or what?
On those floors, Jack, I've got months in some of those areas.
Really? So you've been busy.
Well, we're doing that, you know, we're taking time. I don't want this to happen again, you know. I don't want to say second time's a charm here, and third certainly isn't. And we've got to make sure that this infrastructure holds tight for the long term.
Now, Kevin, you mentioned the dental side on one of the floors. You know, Tom Raffio, a good friend of mine in our show, and he has a show here on the Pulse Network on the weekends, but CEO of Northeast Delta Dental, he's put a great team of veteran dentist practices together on the surgical side because of the congressional glitches. Not you, and he always points that out. The great people, the VA, that's not the reason. But I'm just wondering, there's a great network of veteran dentists out there, veteran-owned dentists that might... I don't know if you ever want to. Tom is someone who he always will help the veterans and you. If I just don't know if there's any synergy there.
Oh, there certainly could be. I know Tom well. We met at a forum about a month and a half ago, and we'll certainly reach out. I should have said on the way forward, I am optimistic, hopefully, that next week that dental clinic will also be opening back up. We'll see, and I'll certainly provide the updates here. But no, we're relying on our partners in the community. I guess I should say a shout-out to the Elliott Hospital this morning. You know, they've been running some of our lab needs so that we can keep our urgent care up and running, just where we have those stat lab needs. So, you know, we all pull together as a community when these things happen, as you well know.
Well, kudos to you, and you were started this segment by thanking people But you have been an incredible leader there, I think, over the last few years. You know, a number of years ago, before your predecessor, Al Montoya, who was terrific, I was rather critical of the VA here when veterans were coming into my show when I was doing it earlier out of Manchester and telling me how they were being basically sent down out of state for appointments all day for an endoscopy or something that could have been done local or a simple test. You have been incredible, energetic, upfront, available. And I hope the VA powers to be know what kind of leadership, because it's when things like this, like it's like when you're a governor of a state and you got a hurricane hitting it, you find out what kind of leader you are, what kind of team you have, and the way you've juggled this one and get, you know, kind of still serving veterans without big interruptions or closing. I give you huge credit, Kevin. So I get to give you a big A plus on your leadership.
Well, thanks, Jack. And, you know, I go to sleep at night knowing that we're well taken care of by our higher headquarters and the community partners. We're all in this together. And, hey, it's all about getting the best care for veterans.
Thank you. Maybe get you on beginning of the week with an update. Thank you, Kevin.
All right. Thanks, Jack. Thanks, everybody.